Are you a local? We've been asking what the criteria is to be considered a Guernsey man or a Guernsey woman. Some of you are saying it's as simple as being born here. Others of you saying that the family has to go back generations to be truly local. Guernsey's new population control laws in the process of being drafted before coming back to the States for final approval. One of the proposals means that children born in Guernsey will have to wait until they're 14 before they qualify for the right of return. Former Deputy Gloria Dudley-Owen feels passionately that people in the island need to understand the changes that are being planned so they can have their say before it's too late.
In the future, our grandchildren are going to wake up and say, "Hey, we had to go away with our parents at the age of 8 or 9 because my dad had a contract somewhere else, but we find that we cannot come back to our island home. Either to live in local market, we have to buy open market, and they're dispossessed." Now, has a government got the right to dispossess its own people? We have to have room for locally born Guernsey people. Their heritage generally goes back many years. 1 or 2 generations is sufficient for me. It's when people who come to the island who have taken on board our values, our culture, love the island, as far as I'm concerned, they are Guernsey people.
Well, that was former Deputy Gloria Dudley-Owen. Nick says a Guernsey person is someone who is born and bred here. His brother's been away for 12 years and now he's been told he can't come back and buy on the local market. 52 years he lived here before that. Disgusting, says Nick. Jill says the population policy doesn't make sense. 14 years, she says, is ridiculous. She'd like to know how many States members were born in Guernsey and doesn't think it's right that non-Guernsey-born people are telling Guernsey-born people they can't return to the island after a certain length of time. And we had a call from Ray as well earlier in Alderney, saying that people there are treated like outsiders despite being born in the bailiwick.
There are a number of our youngsters here that are born in Guernsey, my son included, who have a Guernsey birth certificate, yet when they want to come and live and work in Guernsey, having been cared for during their childhood by the Guernsey medical services, being educated by Guernsey, they can't put anything back into the community. They can't get a job in Alderney. They're treated more or less like second-class citizens. I think it's unfair that if you have a situation where you're having to bring people into Guernsey under licence, there are people who are coming out of university from Alderney who are treated totally differently to the licence holders. They've got to come to Guernsey en famille, and I think that's totally unfair. It's not fair to the youngsters. It's not fair to the bailiwick. You're losing a lot of talent from this island by treating them in that way.
Well, Anne emailed this morning to say, "Guernsey people, come on, wake up. Your heritage is being taken away from your future children and grandchildren."